This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, September 18th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The labor organization, which represents working people at the global level, is calling on governments, employer groups, and unions to increase their efforts towards greater peace, less conflict in the world. The International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, represents national union centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trade Union Congress. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's General Secretary.
Fundamental rights such as freedom of assembly, freedom of association, and freedom of speech are under attack, dressed up as security measures in many countries, with threats of terrorist activity being used as a pretext. Austerity measures and the desire to attract foreign investment have been used to propagate repressive laws and policies, with corruption and corporate greed fueling historic levels of inequality. Legal and institutional barriers are being introduced in order to limit the capacity of our people to fight injustice. Almost half of the world's states have implemented controls that limit freedom. And the global workforce, friends, is in trouble, with historic levels of unemployment, the poverty wages and insecure work of our supply chains, and the desperation of no or inadequate social protection. It is fear that is driving the ugly face of xenophobia and global tension, a tension that can morph into fascism, extremism, and conflict all too easily, as we are witnessing. We have the wealth. The world is three times richer in the last three decades. The answer is an end to corporate greed and corruption, an investment in people in every nation, in infrastructure and jobs, in the care economy and jobs, in social protection with the guarantee of essential services such as education, health, childcare and aged care. The guarantee of a minimum wage on which people can live with dignity and the right to bargain for a fair share of prosperity. No country should be denied the right to development, industrialisation and peace. No person should be captive of modern slavery like that of the kafala system in some of the richest countries in the world, the Gulf states. No person fleeing from a safe and secure life should be excluded from safe haven and the right to work. Unions are proud to stand united with these values, and we say refugees are welcome. The only answers are investment in people and their communities, in inclusion of all people, all generations. Trade unions have stood at the front lines of struggle for democratic change and social justice throughout history. In many countries, we are the only organised voice of opposition to governments attacking their own people or operating at the behest of corporate power and vested interests. Unions have and continue to successfully mobilise against and support community oppression to opposition and oppression, whether it's racism, dictatorship, slavery or other forms. Disarmament, including a ban on nuclear weapons, is more important than ever. The massive trade in arms and the public dollars tied up in the trade is both a threat to peace and to investment in social protection or jobs elsewhere in our economies. Unions know that social dialogue and collective bargaining works. Together, we can rebuild. We can realise the dream of peace and a zero poverty, zero carbon world. Solidarity.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.